Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're live from the Edge Center from the Performing Arts in Big Fork, Minnesota. We offer our thanks to the Edge Center and the many people here in Big Fork and surrounding area who've helped us put together tonight's show. We still have a rather large problem, though. Earlier in the show, Santa Claus left a large load of presents for children outside the back door of the theater with instructions for us to deliver the gifts to the kids of the Big Fork Valley. A small person, not a kid, some kind of elf, told us there is a rule that any live Christmas special can be charged with helping Santa out on his big night. I really would have done things differently if I had known that, would have put it in the budget, written a grant or something, but here's Shelley with an update.
Well, we've unloaded everything, and there's a lot of stuff back there. It's going to be quite a job. So I took the liberty of going out in the town to see if we get a few volunteers, but, you know, most of the people are here in the theater, of course, and, you know, I thought with all the snow and the road conditions, I might find a few homebound people and I could bring them in, but, you know, it's northern Minnesota. They're all out on their sleds. They're having a great time in the snow. So I went down, and by the post office, there was a promising man, but for legal reasons, he wasn't allowed to operate machinery or be by children.
That's unfortunate.
So I figured I'd check the churches, but all the clergy were getting ready for tomorrow, and for some contractual reasoning or whatever, they mentioned with Santa that they won't handle any toys, and it seemed like a union thing, so I just stayed out of it. So my last stop was at the Wilderness Bar, and it was pretty empty, but there was this one guy. Well, here. I brought him along. Sarah, would you just come in here for a minute, please?
Hi, folks.
What's your name, sir?
Earl Clausen.
Earl, we don't have much time to get into it, but we've got about 600 presents back there in the alley, and they've got to get out to the children of the Big Fork area tonight. Do you think you can help us?
I reckon I could try. I got nowhere else to go tonight, no family. Nothing but dying dreams and the cooling embers of my memories, haunting though they may be.
Okay, really, it is a logistical question. I've got the 2010 census figures right here, and it says there's 195 households in Big Fork.
And don't forget Effie and Marcel, and don't forget Carpenter Township.
What?
It's on the manifest. You've got to read the manifest.
Well, Earl, the question is, can you deliver these presents to these homes tonight?
I used to think I could do anything. That was until the rodeo.
What, are you, some kind of rodeo cowboy?
I was, until 85.
Okay, well, spit it out. Let's hear it.
Well, I'll need my mandolin now. This is a story best told in song.
Oh.